All right, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We're bringing it to ya. We got Between Two Worlds. Let's get started. The two of you step into the room, Hannah turning to face you as she peels off her bikini bottoms. Oh, here we go. You grab her, lifting her up as she wraps her legs around you. You kiss her, slowly turning towards the bed. Gently laying her down, you run your fingers over her skin, tracing over hills and valleys of her body. Should be the hills and valleys, but whatever. She runs her hand around the back of your head, pulling you down to her breast. You take the offered nipple into your mouth, lightly biting her. Lingering on her breast, you nibble and suck, eliciting light moans from the woman, your fingers circling her stomach and upper thighs. Pulling back slightly, you flick your tongue over the hardened nipple, teasing her more. Her other hand snakes down her body, grabbing yours as it continues its exploration and guiding it to her heated pussy. Coming to rest over her wet center, you take some time to caress her, massaging her clit. Her hand remains with yours, guiding your every move, ensuring you touch exactly where she needs you to touch. After a short time, you move slightly, your fingers sliding between her lips, curling and rubbing her G-spot. She sucks in air as you invade her, her body tensing up. Your finger slides easily around of her soft, wet tunnel. Her body arches, feeling some level of relief as you do, though it is short-lived. Having removed her hand, you also pull back, teasing her more. She groans, immediately grabbing your hand again and doing her best to crush it against her mound. You lift your mouth from her tit, smiling at her as you once again slide your fingers back into her wet hole. Rubbing quicker, you focus on the area just inside of her while rubbing the palm of your hand on her clit. She responds to your ministrations, her moans growing more intense. Her hand still on the back of your head, she pulls you down again, but not to her chest this time. Instead, she pulls you in for a kiss, deep and passionate. You resume your exploration of her body as her hips thrust to meet your hand. Moving deeper, you increase the pace and intensity of your fingers within her. She suddenly moans into the kiss, her body going stiff and hips pushing against your hand as she starts to orgasm. Your hand is quickly covered in her fluids, a wet spot growing on the bed beneath her. After a moment, her body slowly relaxes, coming down from the orgasm. She releases your head as her arms go limp. Pulling back, you again smile at her, removing your fingers but continuing to gently rub her. Seems like you enjoyed that. She mumbles something unintelligible and then laughs a bit. That was wonderful, though it didn't really help me cool down from the hot tub. Well, sorry to say, but we're not done yet. I like the confidence tonight. Don't suppose all that extra skin on display earlier has anything to do with it? I think I'm going to plead the fifth on that question. Oh, you better. She laughs again, gently stroking your face. If it bothered me, I wouldn't have let it happen. She's right. Hell, if I can admit to enjoying it, so can you. She's definitely right. Now, I believe you said something about not being done yet. Kissing her again, you stand and move to the end of the bed. She bends her legs, pushing them together and looking at you coyly. Oh my, you can't look at me there, sir. It's not proper. Dear girl, I'll look at you however I wish and you'll like it. Bending forward, you pull her forward towards the end of the bed. She giggles as you reposition her. Reaching down, you take hold of each of her knees, pulling them apart as she gives only mild, playful resistance. Now spread fully open again, you lean down, laying gentle kisses on her still very wet pussy, savoring the taste on your lips and the scent in your nose. She again wraps her hands around the back of your head, pulling you in closer. You don't mind as it lets you feast on her, probing deep with your tongue. After a few minutes taking your fill of her, you back off. She whines a bit in response, but it is short-lived. You move up her body, leaving a trail of kisses as you go. Passing over her sensitive breasts, you kiss between them as your hands work at her on each side of your head. Sitting up again, you position yourself at her slick entrance. Her legs quickly wrap around you, drawing you closer. As wet as she is, your cock has no trouble finding its way into her, pushing gently past her lips. She lays back, moaning as you invade her body. Starting slowly, you move your hips, enjoying the feeling of her warm, wet tunnel. Keeping your hands in place, her body moves below you in time with your slow thrusts. Her hands grip your arms as she pushes back into you. Adjusting your legs, you get into a better position and start going hard at her, getting as deep into her body as you can. Her body moves under you, slight upward motions in time with your thrusts. Hannah struggles, trying to keep somewhat quiet in the shared home. You feel the familiar build up inside of you, and you know you won't last long. Your body slides back and forth, lubricated by the sweat between you. She tries to look at you, but can't keep her eyes focused. Unable to hold out any longer, you let loose, spraying inside of her with load after load of your seed. The sudden explosion of warmth and pressure sends her over the line a second later as she joins you in orgasm. Even as you come down, she is still twitching through her pleasure. As the waves finally begin to pass, you pull back a bit, your combined mess leaking out of her. You lay down next to her, holding each other close, no words needed just yet. The two of you lay there like that, enjoying the bliss and emotion together. Finally, she reaches up to your head, turning to look into your eyes. Jesus shit, that was good. You shouldn't talk like that. You're gonna get lightning bolted or something. I don't know that I care right now. I feel amazing. You kiss her nose, smiling at her. Glad I could be of assistance. So, which one was it? What do you mean? Was it Emily or Skylar that got you this riled up? Why can't it just be you? Oh, I'd better be at the top of the list. Always. But let's be honest, tonight was a little hotter than usual. Maybe. But my story is you and I'm sticking to it. Good man. Smart man. She closes her eyes, cuddling up closer to you. Alright. I'll let you off the hook this time, but I'm thinking I may have to test this theory more in the future. Ooh, she's shit-testing him. Turning out the lights, the two of you engage in a bit more pillow talk before falling asleep, happy and satisfied. Day 11, Sunday. Man, that went fast. Shrugging off the mild hangover, you and Hannah decide to head out to the lake alone, enjoy some time together. After a quick shower together, you quietly leave, making sure not to wake anyone up. The walk is pleasant, the mid-morning sun shining down and warming the forest air around you. I promise I can read. Following a well-traveled path from the house, the two of you walk hand in hand, taking your time. Rounding a bend, you spot a small bit of water away from the larger body of the lake, perfect for some private relaxation. The two of you sit on some rocks. You remove your shoes and socks as Hannah takes off her shorts, leaving her in her bikini. You step into the shallow water. It isn't cold, but it certainly isn't warm. You can see the impact it has on Hannah as her nipples grow hard. She catches you looking and smiles, giving you a kiss before sitting in the water. You quickly join her. It is so beautiful out here. And peaceful. Ooh, pardon me. And peaceful. It really is. Thanks for getting it for us. You did a great job. She waves your compliment away, though smiling at the appreciative words. So, last night was interesting. Heh, you seem to enjoy it. Think I might have permanent nail marks on my back. I wasn't really talking about that, though I guess it's related. I mean, the hot tub. Oh yeah, that was alright too, I guess. Oh, don't even try to play it off. You were in a hot tub with three mostly naked women, and you're gonna try to act like it was nothing? She laughs, splashing a bit of water in your direction. Hey, I need to keep the illusion of some level of indifference. Don't want to look like a jerk. She leans back, face to the sun, enjoying the warmth of the day. If you say so, I can't believe Skye actually went along with it. Never would have thought she had it in her. Who would have guessed? Alcohol makes people do things they wouldn't otherwise do. Har har. I know that. It's just, she's so reserved and she really didn't drink that much. I am starting to think she has a dirty side that is just begging to come out. Just needs the right guy to make it happen. Yeah, that's sometimes the case. So I'm guessing that you will make it your mission to find this guy now? She shrugs, picking up a leaf and playing with it. Who knows? She could use someone in her life. Yeah, but it doesn't need to be you that makes it happen. Let it happen naturally. Well, sometimes it never will. I mean, traditionally, it was friends who found dates for other friends. That's literally how you meet people. That's how I had a lot of dates. I would hang out with the girls, and the girls would be like, hey, so-and-so is interested in you. And I'd be like, well, I'm kind of interested in her, and let's see where this goes. And you would date and all that sort of thing. Or you'd have another girl that'd say, hey, my friend has really had a crush on you for a while, and she was didn't know really how to say it. And sometimes it doesn't always work, but yeah, that's literally how people met. So letting it happen naturally sometimes results in 20, 30, 40 years passing and nobody naturally appearing. It just happens. It's life. We'll see. Maybe she just needs a little nudge. Right. Anyway, it was still cool to see her come out of her shell like that. And you know, speaking of coming out of the shell, she slowly stands looking at you as she does. I know I haven't really been one for public stuff. She takes a step closer to you, putting her thumbs into the sides of her bikini bottoms. But this is pretty remote, and there's really not much chance of being caught. She bends, sliding the bikini down her legs before kicking them off to the side. I'm thinking, maybe I can expand my own comfort zone a bit. She motions to you, pointing at your shorts. You quickly get the message, raising your hips and pulling them off, leaving you naked in the water. And we can have a little fun out here. She drops down, positioning herself over you, looking into your eyes. What do you think? I don't know. This is kind of risky, you know. We're not that far from the house. She takes your hands, placing them on her hips under the water before pressing her still-covered breasts into your face, pretending to look over you and around the area. Looks pretty clear to me. Maybe you're not interested. You gently pull her down, ever so slowly sliding into her under the water. I never said that. I'm just looking out for you. Wouldn't want you to be uncomfortable. I'm quite comfortable right now. In fact, I'm so comfortable I think I wouldn't mind if someone caught us. In fact, it might even be kind of hot. She hits bottom and starts to slowly ride you. Someone just happens to step from the forest seeing us like this. She pulls her top up, putting her tits on display for you. They would see everything. Well, mostly everything. I bet Emily would stand and watch. I think she'd be into it. She speeds up, her body rising and falling as you let her control the situation. Ooh. I saw an adult film like this called Vixen, where they actually had sex in the outdoors. That's great. You know, there's not enough of that in adult content. It was back in the 60s that we had people actually having sex outside. In nature. Like people used to do thousands of years ago, you know? Everything just didn't take place in the bedroom. Sometimes it was in the woods or, you know, places like that. Skylar would probably watch too, but she'd hide behind a tree. Make sure no one saw her while she went full voyeur. And yeah, in that film, they were definitely having sex in the water. In the lake. I mean, it's a softcore film, you know, because many were in the 60s. But yeah, they had sex in the water. And I was like, oh, that's really cool. It's different. You're not used to seeing that. Hannah grabs her breasts, kneading them, pulling on her nipples. Yes. Maybe this isn't so bad after all. Her motions change to more of a grind as she gets closer. Her hands move to your shoulders as she tries to steady herself. Or maybe they find us at the same time, but in different places. They both watch, neither knowing the other is there. Yes, that would be hot. Oh, fuck, Grim. So hot. She begins to moan louder than last night, and she no longer seems to care if someone hears her. The motions of her hips grow frantic as she seeks that final push over the edge. Getting an idea, you lean forward and whisper into her ear. What if Emily were to walk up behind you right now, pinch your nipples, and bite your ear? She lets out a long groan, pushing herself hard into you. Her body begins to shake. You follow soon behind her, the simulation finishing you off. Holding tight to you, she enjoys the moment, letting it move through her. After a few minutes, she relaxes a bit, kissing your cheek. I think I might understand why you have a thing for doing it in public now. That was good. Was it the public part, or the Emily part? Heh, don't know. Maybe you've woken up something new in me. All I know is, that was hot. Looks like our next night at the movies will be a little more interesting then, huh? She pushes herself up a bit, looking at you and grinning. Maybe. I guess we'll see, won't we? Also, can I just say, now that I think about it, that girl at the theater last week? She was kind of cute. Heh, I didn't know you were so into girls. I don't know that I am. Just saying, the past 12 hours, don't know. But don't worry, you're the only one I want. I wouldn't have it any other way. Smiling again, sorry guys, we'll try that one again. Smiling again, she moves off of your lap, her hand dipping under the water to clean herself up a bit. Standing, she turns to find her bottoms again. You take the opportunity to playfully slap her ass. Ha! Hey now, be gentle with me. I don't need to develop more than 2 fetishes per day, thank you very much. Laughing, you find your shorts, putting them back on. The two of you now dressed again, you begin the walk back to the house. This has been a great trip. You know, at this rate, I think I'm just going to get on the pill. We keep forgetting the condoms. Probably a good idea. She snakes her arm under yours, leaning her head on your shoulder as you walk. Sitting in the main room of the Airbnb, the group gathers to enjoy each other's company and some drinks. The atmosphere is quite friendly, though a bit muted, as it is the last night you get to enjoy the home. Same thing. Having grabbed a fresh beer from the kitchen, you take a seat between Hannah and Emily. Skylar is actively peppering Oscar with questions. So, it'd be kind of like an expanding story? That's the wrong voice for that. So, it'd be kind of like an expanding story? Yeah, we've already done a couple adventures in that world. I kind of like the characters that I've created. I think I can do more with them. So that means I'll have to deal with Roskin again? Probably. Why? You didn't like her? My repeated threats weren't enough to clue you in? Oscar just grins at her. She glares at him in response as Kenny chuckles at them both. So, is there going to be some kind of big story arc then? I think so. I'm still kind of building on that. In fact, Grim was supposed to help. Did you happen to find anything for me? You look at him for a moment, not sure how to respond. Actually, yeah. Emily and I found something weird as hell at the library. I think it might be useful. What do you mean by weird? I really don't know how to say it. I'm not spiritual or anything, but fuck me if the thing isn't haunted or something. Kenny raises an eyebrow at that, leaning forward. A haunted book? You sure you weren't drunk when you looked at it? Yeah, I'm sure. Again, I don't know how to explain it. It's just weird. Alright, well, I'll pick it up on Thursday and give it a read through. See if I get any ideas from it. One thing I can say is, I've already come up with an idea for the big baddie at the end of this likely campaign. Emily, you in particular might enjoy this. The person you're going to end up fighting will be a woman. Hell yeah, that's awesome. Other than the weird demon bitch, we haven't really had many chicks show power. Yeah, I know, it's really kind of weird. I normally do all this planning and research coming up with characters. Not with this, though. The other night, I literally dreamed this character up, like fully fleshed out, what she looks like, what she can do, name, everything. Woke up and immediately just wrote it all down. Oh, what's her name? Ellerine. When Oscar says the name, a chill goes up your spine. You've never actually heard the name before, but something about it strikes you. You sit there for a moment, trying to figure out why the name impacted you like that, losing focus on the conversation. No matter how you run it through your mind, you simply cannot place the name. But another detail comes through the mental fog. Hold up, Oscar, you said this name came to you in a dream? This woman just appeared to you? Yep, a little weird for me, but hey, you never know where an idea will come from, right? Hannah leans over to you, a look of amusement on her face. Guess you're not the only one dreaming up girls lately, huh? You don't really notice her words as you try to reconcile the information. It had to be just a coincidence. It had to be, right? Why did the name affect you so much, though? It just didn't make sense. Your attention is brought back to the present as Kenny is repeatedly calling to you. Hello, Earth to Grim. Come in, Grim! Sorry, I'm good. Got lost in thought for a minute. Don't worry about it. Anyway, this is pretty cool, Oscar. How long do you see the campaign going? I think we can probably get at least 12 or more sessions out of it. Who knows? Could even end up doing a sequel campaign if things go well. Oh, by the way, Kaylee was super into it on Thursday. She wants to join us if you can squeeze her in. Yeah, I can make that happen. It wouldn't be too difficult. Hold up, Sky, are you okay with it? Let's be honest, Oscar was pretty tame this week. You think Kaylee can keep up with his games? Without a doubt, she's a lot dirtier than you think, Em. Hell, she might give Grim a run for his money on that. Are you serious? Do we really need another womanizer in the party? I don't know. But we'll find out next time when I come back to Between Two Worlds on Grimm's Uncanny Valley. Alright guys, stay tuned. I've got Treasure of Nadia coming up in just a few minutes.